Introduction. Daring the Unthinkable. In 2010, I did the unthinkable. At the age of 33, never having held an elected position, I ran for U.S. Congress. Up until then, even though it had been my dream from the time I was 13 years old to run for public office and effect real change, I had stayed safely tucked behind the scenes of politics. By day, I worked long, grueling hours in a big-name investment firm, a high-paying, glamorous job that I hated but stayed in because it was what I thought I was supposed to be doing. At night and in every spare moment on weekends, I worked as a fundraiser, an organizer. These were all valuable contributions that had impact, but in my heart, I wanted to play big and do big things. With every passing day, I became more and more miserable in my job, until I reached a moment of deep despair when I knew something needed to change. That was when I heard a whisper in the New York political community that the sitting congresswoman in my district was going to vacate her seat after 18 years to run for Senate. I knew this was my opening. I met with a few key people to ask what they thought, and everyone said enthusiastically that I should go for it. I knew how to raise money. I had good policy ideas. I had a good background story. Although I had no experience personally running for office, the rest was there. For the first time in as long as I could remember, I felt fired up. I was finally heading towards the life of public service I'd always dreamed about, and there was no stopping me. Then it happened. The congresswoman decided not to vacate her seat, which meant I would need to run against her if I wanted it. Suddenly, all the people who had supported me and said go for it were saying, "Oh, no, no, you can't run against her." She was a venerable insider, a force to be reckoned with, and they said I didn't stand a chance. Not only did I lose the enthusiastic support of the female party elite, they outright told me it wasn't my turn and demanded that I back down. But by that point, I was in too deep to give up. Here was my dream, just inches within reach. I wanted this, way too much to turn and run away. Believe me, there were plenty of moments I thought to myself, I must be nuts. But I went for it anyway. I knew this would be my one shot and that I would regret it for the rest of my life if I didn't take it. To my surprise, and the surprise of a lot of other people, my race caught a lot of positive attention. Here I was, a young South Asian upstart who had never held public office. But people were listening. The campaign donations were flowing in. I was even endorsed by the New York Observer and the Daily News. I went from tentatively hopeful to confident I would win after being featured on the cover of two national newspapers and having CNBC tout my race as one of the hottest in the country. When push came to shove, it turned out that voters cared a lot more about my lack of experience than anyone thought. I didn't just lose. I got clobbered, winning just 19% of the vote to my opponent's 81. What's remarkable about this story isn't that I ran for Congress, or how stunningly and spectacularly I ended up losing, or even how I picked myself back up after such a public and humiliating defeat. What makes this story worth telling is the fact that when I ran for public office at age 33, it was the first time in my entire life that I had done something truly brave. If you looked at my pedigree up until that point, Yale Law School, followed by a string of prestigious jobs in the corporate world, you probably would think I was a gutsy go-getter. But being a go-getter and being gutsy aren't necessarily the same. It was the drive to cultivate the perfect resume that got me into Yale Law School after being rejected by them a whopping 3 times, not bravery. It wasn't genuine passion for the law or big business that compelled me to go after a job at a top 5 law firm and then a premier financial assets management firm. It was a desire to please my immigrant father and fulfill his dreams for me. From the time I was a little girl, I had always set my sights on being the best. And every move I made was an effort to make me appear smart and competent and in turn open doors to other positions that would make me appear smart and competent. I made all these choices to build the perfect me because I believed that that would lead to the perfect life. Despite how things looked from the outside, none of my life choices up until that point were truly brave for one simple reason. There was nothing on the line.